Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. My guest today, college student Edie, is clear-eyed and compelling in her belief that art is for everyone. She launched We Are Artistic, a nonprofit supported by fiscal sponsor the Hack Foundation. We Are Artistic provides volunteer hours and opportunities for artistic expression for people of all abilities and supports artists, artistic people, and art lovers everywhere. Edie has created an art community where everyone can feel safe and encouraged to participate, to volunteer, and to share their creativity, and where art can be used to uplift others. This international effort also creates cards for hospitalized children through a partnership with Cards for Kids. Edie reminds us that art spaces must be inclusive, that youth-led organizations should amplify all youth voices, and that the well-meaning adults around them need to step back and give young changemakers the space to make their own decisions and to lead in the best way for their community. Welcome back, everyone. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Edie. She started something called We Are Artistic, and I cannot wait to hear about it and how she is artistic. Hey, Edie, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure. So why don't you start, tell us a little bit more about yourself, where you're from, how old you are, where you go to school, all that good stuff. And then tell us everything about We Are Artistic, how it got started, what you all do. Tell us everything.
Okay, yeah. So my name is Edie. I'm a Salisbury University student studying elementary education with a minor in special education. And I started We Are Artistic, a group for artists, artistic people, and people who appreciate art. And I'm 19. The group supports artists through, like, online groups we have where people can, like, come and share about themselves. We have a volunteer program where students can earn hours. And we do events where people can make handmade cards for kids in hospitals. And we participate in other events like the Best Buddies Walk, where because we want to create a space for all abilities in the arts and a space where everyone can feel welcome and safe. And we want everyone to feel supported.
That's amazing. And when did this get started for you? How many years ago?
This got started in 2019 in sixth grade. I noticed that there was a lack of support for artists because they were either getting charged or people were asking to pay an exposure. And I also noticed there was a lack of space for all abilities in the arts. Like, people often don't want the intellectually and disabled folks because they just have a weird face and people are like, oh, no. Or they just don't know things, but they can be included and they can be just as creative. And my earliest memories of arts were in Miss Maria's drama class, where she would have us put on plays, and she was one of the inspirations behind We Are Artistic.
Well, that's wonderful. I love hearing about an early inspiration or a teacher. And I love that you're going into early childhood education and special education yourself. So again, teachers inspire other people to not only find their passion, but, like, to do that same thing, right? To help others, which is really beautiful. I hope she gets to hear this episode. So tell me a little bit more about the logistics. You said that you do some online stuff and in-person stuff. So how does this work logistically?
Well, for volunteers, they fill out a short, like, form online. And then when they need hours, we can sign off for hours. We're MCPS SSL hours certified, and we give community service hours to many kids. And anybody can just show up to the events who wants to come to the events. It's as simple as just showing up.
Right. And then in terms of creating art, is it any kind of art? Is it sort of visual arts only, or there's music?
Any type of art. You can, like, submit it to our magazine gallery, or you can simply just request a feature on our Instagram.
Nice. And so, and this is visual arts only. It's not music.
Any type of art. Like stories, anything. We just ask that there's no NSFW or gore.
Right. Okay. So if someone wanted to create a dance, for example, and videotape it, that would be okay too?
Yeah.
Amazing. And then, do you have to do any fundraising for your work? Is there anything that costs money?
We always welcome people to donate to events. They can actually go to www.weareartistic.net into our donate page, and we're tax deductible as we're fiscally sponsored by Hat Club.
Nice. That's so important, right? To get people to donate.
Yeah.
Where do you see this going? How do you see this growing? You know, how many people do you think you've engaged with up to this point? How many volunteers?
I think I've engaged like 200 volunteers, and I hope to get 100 more volunteers and just keep going, giving students service hours, because I think service hours are really important, as that's a graduation requirement.
It sure is. And also getting your service hours doing something that you really love, or something that you feel like is actually making a difference versus
we still have support from my former high school teachers, Catherine Dorsey and Denise Hodge. They're big supporters. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
And do you see this growing outside of your own community? You know,
Start like chapters where you can open up a chapter at a specific school.
Sure. Yeah. No, that's a great model, right? Because then you just write down your best practices and then you tell people they can go ahead and start their own We Are Artistic club or whatever in their own school. That's amazing. So have you faced any challenges in setting this up? You seem to have such a positive attitude.
Yes, we have had partners cause issues in the past.
Okay.
And other adults cause issues and start trying to control our youth spaces. And we've also had issues getting money to buy supplies. And so we've had to rely on my parents to get us stuff even from events. And my parents sometimes get annoyed having to shuffle supplies to and from events.
Right. I know. Sometimes I've spoken to a lot of young change makers who have started things like donation drives for books or socks or whatever. And I'm like, where do you keep all of that? And they're like, well, we took over the garage. My mom's not so excited about it.
And it also started as a one person thing. I was the only person at first. It was a small Facebook group. So.
Right. And look, and this is amazing. It's grown. Obviously, you've tapped into something, right? People are looking for opportunities to gather and to create art and to break down barriers. So that's really wonderful. And tell me a little bit more about adults sort of trying to control your spaces. I think that's really insightful.
I just know adults have lots of ideas. Sometimes they don't know how to like step out of the forefront and be in a background support role. They think they have to be in the front. I've had adults rush ideas. They try to rush us to start our own 501(c) before we were ready, or like just start controlling and just not letting youth handle it, like micromanaging.
No, absolutely. I think you're so right. I love a youth-led organization, like entirely youth-led, right? You know what you're doing. You know what you want to do.
And I've also had people whose nonprofits haven't done super well try to give me advice. Like, I don't really need unsolicited advice.
Exactly. Why don't you handle your own business and let me handle my business, right? Mm-hmm. So can you share any stories about any young people who have come to you and you know, engaged in this work and created some art and the ways that it's changed their lives?
Well, Alyssa Pendant is one person. She came to this org as just a regular volunteer. Now she's our social media director.
Nice.
And it has changed her world. Like, she loves getting to see the smiles. Actually, here's a good story. Sasha Kelly. So he didn't like volunteering. He was like, I don't want to volunteer. He didn't want to do his hours. He came and found us. And now his mom said every weekend he asks when there's a volunteer event, when he'll get to see us next. And now he's a lifelong volunteer. He's really good at greeting people. Like, he loves to help with the part of like saying hello and how help people make cards. And he writes very creative cards. Like, he wrote a band tour kind of thing on a card where he put a bunch of artists together and told the kid in the hospital this was a band tour.
That's great. So tell me a little bit more about the cards for children in the hospital.
So we partner with Cards for Kids. They send cards across the U.S. to kids in the hospital. So we partner with them and we send the cards over to them. And then they distribute them. And they have a rule where the cards have to be hand-delivered room to room. So I really like that aspect. I was looking on their website.
Absolutely. I've heard of them and I've shared that resource. There are a few organizations like that, but that's just a really great one. And you're right. You know, this is such a simple thing to create cards. You know, I often say when people have young children, if there's a snow day or, you know, a day off from school and kids are drawing anyway, right? They're being creative anyway. Might as well guide them to create cards. And then those can be given to somebody to cheer them up, right? Like, it's instead of something kind of going in the trash pile, right? Like, it can be something that actually will bring a smile to someone else.
Yeah, like, we love, and we also love making inclusive space for all. We have many intellectually disabled volunteers and disabled volunteers like Sasha Kelly, who hated volunteering, and now he loves it.
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, you're raising such a beautiful point that this work, first of all, creativity is for everyone, as you pointed out, and also volunteering is for everyone, right? Everyone should have the opportunity to volunteer, no matter what.
And I think a lot of reasons why people don't like doing like their hours is because they don't want to do like boring things and they haven't had something that sparks their passion. Like Sasha, we also have a Carly. She helps out at card making events and she started out as a hospitalized kid herself. She started off being kind of afraid to share that story. And now she shares it. It's now pretty known.
No, and that's beautiful, right? That's, I mean, what an amazing, for someone who actually was maybe the beneficiary of that sort of help and that sort of cheering, you know, to be able to give
that. And
now
she's one of our event lead, and she helps put on the card making events we host and helps do other things. And thanks to Alyssa now, we now have a magazine where people can submit works of art. We just had our deadline for our last magazine pass.
Nice. And how do you get a copy of the magazine? Can I order a copy of the magazine?
I think it'll be on our Instagram. I think that we're not going to have people order it so everybody can have access to see it. I think it's just going to be on our Instagram because we want everybody to have access to see art and art to be...
Right. No barriers. That's amazing. Wow, Edie, this is really a lovely, lovely story. I just love how it seems like every single person who's gotten engaged with it, it's like benefited their lives and made things better for them, which, you know, that's like what your the goal should be for every nonprofit, right? Well, it's just really special. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. Do you guys have an Instagram?
Yes, actually, you can follow all of our social medias at We Are Artistic Group. So WEARTISTIC group on all social medias, and you can go to our website at www.weareartistic.com.
Amazing. Well, Edie, thank you so much for sharing this story with us.
I look forward to seeing it when it comes out.
I am so excited to share this with everyone. Thank you so much. I'm wishing you the best of luck.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.